to our weekly podcast entitled The Northern Lights Basketball Podcast with your host, myself, Cage, and my co-host, Roseanne. We got a jam-packed episode for you guys today. We're going to be talking about the Raptors and how they did this week, the Player of the Month accolades that went out. We're going to talk also about the Game of the Week, entertainment-wise, and the Game of the Week that affected the standings. Also, we did go on a little rant last time about the All-Star Weekend, and we're going to go on our predictions on what's going to happen during the All-Star Weekend. And lastly, we'll be covering a little tidbit that Adam Silver said about changing the playoff format. But before we get started, Roseanne, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's always good with you, eh? It's never bad. It's never, oh man, good. You know, my cars didn't work today. It's just a good day.
Everything's been good, especially yesterday. You know, good games yesterday, so it was fun.
Yeah. Well, before we get into yesterday, let's talk about what happened this week, a couple days ago, actually, with the Raptors, exactly. Yeah. Raptors had a record of 1-2.
This week, you know, all at home games, too, so.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. We're usually good at home. We the North, right?
We are the North.
Yeah. Yeah, they lost to Milwaukee, which.
They were all winnable games. They should have gone. To be a top contenders in the East, you can't lose games like that.
Oh, I didn't hear you. You said top continent? Or
contenders.
Oh, contenders. Is that what you said? Okay, yeah. Yeah, we lost 82-75 to Milwaukee on the second. That was Monday. Wednesday, we had the famous
Brooklyn
Masai Nets.
Yeah.
What did he say about
They're our rivals now. That's the only rivals we have in the NBA, I guess.
Yeah, but they don't even have Paul Pierce in the NBA.
I know.
Not that Paul Pierce is...
We don't have anyone else to rival with, so... And I don't mind it. We need something to fire us up.
A 109-93 loss there. I feel like the first two games this week against Milwaukee and Brooklyn, it was just obsessed with the three-point shot.
Yeah, they're taking the easy way out on possessions.
I understand that without DeRozan, they had the three-point shot going.
Yeah.
But now with DeRozan in the lineup, they got to...
It's been tougher for them, but that, like, even yesterday against Clippers,
yeah,
early on they were going on the same trend, but they picked it up after that first quarter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's the coach's job to get them back on track.
Exactly. Like the first, 13 games, I want to know the record offhand, but the Raptors were passing the ball. They're playing, Atlanta Hawks.
The team.
Basketball.
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
Yeah, well, the Clippers game, I remember I was watching it, and I saw the first quarter, and it was the old same Raptors we're used to, just jacking
the regular
threes. And,
it's almost the All-Star break, and they can't be slacking right now. They need to start stepping it up, I guess, after the All-Star break, hopefully.
And they did step it up near the end of the game.
Yeah, but all the other teams, like Cleveland's been stepping up. Luckily, Washington and Chicago have been on a down, you know, so they need to keep it up to keep second seed there.
Yeah, well, the week before we beat Washington, but we got the San Antonio Spurs and the aforementioned Wizards coming in next week.
Yeah, tough games.
Yeah, and what's your prediction? Spurs and Wizards, what's the record? Here's Rohil the Downer here. Let's listen to this.
They're both home games, so I expect them to win against Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Spurs would be tough, but I expect them to keep it close.
Would I be a homer if I said
2-0? Oh, yeah. You're hoping big out there, but they are a good team, but I don't know if they can keep up. I don't know the Spurs schedule, if it's a back-to-back or not. I don't know who's going to be resting, but it should be good, but I expect them to win against Washington at least.
You know what? Like, if they play the basketball they played at the start, and they actually feed Jonas Valanciunas the ball inside, and they play an inside game, and they have a healthy James Johnson, I could see them going 1-1.
Well, right? They have a three-day rest in the middle, right? So
yeah. I don't know if rest is the only thing they need right now. They need to be passing the ball, moving it around. But all right, I'm going to stick with a prediction of 1-1. Yourself?
Yeah, 1-1.
And I'm not going to say it's I think I'm going to go on the limb and say a win against San Antonio and a loss against Washington.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm just because you said the opposite, I just don't like you very much, so I'm going to say that.
We'll see.
All right, let's get into what do you want to do, Player of the Month?
Player of the Month, yeah. We'll start with that.
This is outrageous.
Never, ever seen before in the history, probably.
Yeah, I know. How is James Harden? I mean, we're not talking about James Harden. We're talking about the Atlanta Hawks starting five winning the quote-unquote Player of the Month.
That's also controversial because some people disagree that you shouldn't put all
some
five.
People.
But
I am you're one that of those. Person, yeah.
But how can you – you can't pick – I'm sure they wanted to put the four of the Hawks players, but you can't leave out the one, right? Okay. Because they went 17-0, you have to include all of them. And they're all averaging good numbers this month. Mm-hmm. They were all double digits.
Yeah.
So you can't discriminate against that one player, right? So you have to include five. Just like that's like I was saying with the All-Star, right? You can't. You have to pick.
You can't discriminate, right? But what about all the discrimination going on to the bench players? The Schroeders, the Scotts.
I'm sure they got Coach of the Month, too. So.
But if you're going to show love, you show love. Like,
who would you pick from them, Player of the Month? That's what it comes down to. It's hard.
Millsap. That's it.
Off the top of your head.
Off the top of your head, Millsap, that's it.
That's tough.
You don't do that. I mean, imagine how you're on the bench.
Yeah.
You're on the Atlanta Hawks bench. Mm-hmm. And
but I know my role. I would know my role.
You came up clutch four out of the last 10 games.
We're saying hypothetical. You don't know that, though.
Yeah. And they're going to say, Roseanne, you played real good. I'm going to give... the five other people an award.
Yeah, but they are the pillars, five pillars of that team. Not so much Damari Carroll, but the other four.
Yeah, what about Damari Carroll?
But that's why they included him, which is good. I like that.
Yeah, okay.
You can't.
He
would feel like he needs to prove something.
Yeah.
To the NBA or whatever to be included in that Player of the Month.
Well, they've proven enough going 17-0 that
the best month in the NBA history. No one's gone undefeated in a month.
I don't know about
no
one.
Who?
I don't know about no one going under.
Yeah, no one. Everyone's even Miami last year when they won.
Miami when they went, what did they go on like
27?
Yeah, there's not undefeated.
They lost one game in just a month.
They had that many games in that month? I don't know. That seems
because they might have won. They might have lost the first game of the month, and then won on a streak, and then lost it in the next end of month. Month but
what about those Bulls? Was it the 90?
No, Bulls never had a big run. I know Lakers,
like
the
32-8 or something like that.
72-10, I think.
10, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
But they never had a longer streak than 12, I think.
Okay, whatever. I'll give you your Hawks fandom.
Hawks
time.
It is.
Enjoy it. James Harden was the West Player of the Week. Mm-hmm. The Rockets went 11-6. Not the greatest
player
record.
Player of the Month, you mean?
Yeah, Player of the Month. Sorry, and not the greatest record, but. It is the Player of the Month in terms of...
Individually, he played amazing.
Individually, and he dropped 31 points, 10 assists, 9 rebounds against OKC. You're going to get rid of me? There you go.
No, he's the one who chose to left, so...
yeah, I know, Come on, Roseanne, give me something here. What about against Indiana? What did he do there?
He had, I think, 45 points, 7 assists, and 4 steals.
Wow.
And they won that game by 12.
Yeah. Just
that was a good win.
Putting the team on his back. I mean, he's dropped 33, 10, and 6 against the Suns later on after.
With Howard out, he's been picking up a lot more.
All right, we'll just get into our next segment right away.
Yeah.
Most entertaining game of the week.
It was obviously until yesterday. There were two good games.
Yeah.
But entertainment-wise... I would pick the Pelicans and Thunder. That came right down to the wire.
And why am I agreeing with you? I don't know. Actually, we do know. That game was just amazing.
You can't.
We had Tyreek Evans missing. Two free throws in a row.
Yeah.
In a row. And then they gave a chance to Durant to take the 1-point lead.
Yeah.
He missed a shot. Someone got the offensive rebound. I think it was Westbrook. Westbrook would have shot it.
It was a New Orleans player. He threw it to get the fast break going, Durant stole it back.
Durant stole it, took another shot, missed it.
Yeah.
And Westbrook seemed awfully irritated at that point.
He was having a career night, so yeah. I guess Durant has to make the better decision. If he wasn't having the greatest night, so
yeah, he was like what, 9 for 27 or something. Like
9 of 26 at the end. If your teammate's having a career night, you know, you might want to give them a second chance that you have. I don't know. It's tough. It was a quick play, right? It was bang bang play.
It's tough to. Like, he's so used to making those shots.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But the thing is, we always, not myself, but the media rags on Westbrook for being selfish.
Yeah.
And, well, he's having the best game of his life, and he's having
a career night. And this season, he's been a lot better than before, like, previous season. So, he's getting better.
That's why in a previous episode, we were saying Durant doesn't... shouldn't be there just because of the amount of games he played.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And Durant responded directly to us via Twitter saying, if you think you deserve to be on the All-Star team, play me one-on-one.
Yeah.
And Roseanne strapped on the shoes, broken ankle, walking towards the court, and he could have taken him.
Yeah, maybe. We'll never know.
Let's get on to our second thing there. That's the
another
best
outstanding game
of the week, standings wise.
Yeah,
and I caught a bit of this game, but why don't you focus on what happened?
I was all over this game.
Yeah,
it was the most intriguing matchup of the week. The both East versus West number one seeds going at each other.
Yeah,
Hawks, Golden State. So, like, Golden State obviously they started off well, but Atlanta obviously picks up the second half. They started playing well as a team again.
Yeah.
And again, you couldn't stop Korver. You couldn't stop the starting five. Even they had 7 players in double figures in that game, led by Jeff Teague, 23 points, I think he had, and 7 assists.
We're talking about the Hawks versus the Warriors last night, which was the 6th of February.
Yeah.
And we had Curry here dropping 26, Klay Thompson dropping 29.
Yeah.
But the all-around...
The team beat...
Players of the month just stepped up.
It's true. It's not even just those five, because the two other players also had double digits, and another player had 9 points. So almost 8 players in double digits.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm still not a fan of Jeff Teague. I just...
Is he against you in fantasy or something? Or
no, it's just... even if he was, I have Curry, right? He's putting up better numbers.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's just... I don't know. His game, it just seems a little bit bland for me. Maybe I'm all about the...
Flashy.
The flashiness and the quick three-pointers.
Yeah, you would
dunk.
The individual over the team. That's what it comes down to.
Oh, yeah. It's always about the individual. I never... There's no... Yeah, I don't know. We're not going to get into that right there. But... all right, I'll agree with you, because I did catch a bit of it, and that was the most important game by far this week in terms of standings. And
Atlanta took it at home.
Went on the Hawks for taking it. If I had $200, I would have put it on the Warriors, and I would have been a poor, poor man.
You would have been.
But Roseanne over here, as you heard in our last podcast, all about the Hawks.
I've been
with good reason.
A good loyal fan recently.
yeah, good loyal fan starting like last month.
No, earlier in the year actually, but you know, recent.
Yeah, well, all I gotta say is one word: Raptors. Raptors Nation.
I hope they keep it up.
They need to win our friend here, Roseanne, back.
Hey, hopefully they can do something in the All-Star, you know, weekend. Let's shift our focus there. Let's see our picks for the
For all these contests?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to start with? Which contest do you want to
start
with?
Let's start with the Skills Challenge, I guess. They have a new format this time, so they're going to
Of the layup, they got to make the three, right?
They got to make three, and they made it a little long, and they go head-to-head. It's like a playoff format.
Okay.
They face off. And then there's a final. And
is
then
this why Rondo's not in it?
No, Rondo
can't make that three. We'd be watching there for 3 hours, just
exactly.
Like, come on.
Well, Rondo. That's what they're saying. If someone misses, the first shot, it'd be tough to make the three. It could be. Let's see.
So
you never know.
For those who don't know, the competitors in this challenge are Trey Burke from the Jazz, Jimmy Butler, who's more so of a shooting guard. But,
yeah, I'm not sure why.
Yeah, from the Bulls, Michael Carter-Williams from the. They have a team in Philly.
they're doing something.
My man, Brandon Knight, and the real man, Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
This Jeff Jeff Teague, one of those guys, and Isaiah Thomas and John Wall. So
John Wall. See, someone like John Wall could struggle with his three, because he has to make, if he has to win the whole thing, he has to hit the three three times, right? So he has to compete.
Yeah, through
that run.
He's a better shooter.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it would be a challenge. Who do you got?
I would go with Brandon Knight, or yeah, if I had to pick, I would go with Brandon Knight probably.
Brandon Knight, well,
because Wall can speed through the whole thing, but yeah, it's that 3-point, you know.
Yeah, well, since you heard the last podcast, our fans, I'm talking to you, you know I like Brandon Knight, and yeah, I'm not gonna take Brandon Knight, and I'm not gonna take Kyle Lowry either.
Oh wow, okay.
I'm gonna take Isaiah Thomas. He's got the speed and probably one of the best shots,
yeah,
in the league
out
right
there, yeah. Out of those.
Yeah. So let's see. You want to put some money on this?
I'll take you wherever you want.
All right. Since we are so wealthy
financially.
None of us
are betting on Raptors, so I guess.
Yeah. We'll make some high-stakes bets after this podcast. 25 cents? All right.
Let's go.
All right. I got Thomas. You got B-Knight.
B-Knight, yeah.
All right. Next one. Let's go into your favorite podcast.
My favorite, that. Most
shooting stars, no?
Shoot.
No,
that's
we'll talk about the 3-point contest that we know Roseanne here really likes.
Yeah, it's becoming more of the main event of the show for me anyways.
Yeah.
Because you get to see big stars competing in it. So they've got big names. They got Curry, Klay Thompson, Kyle Korver, Kyrie Irving, who won it a couple years ago, James Harden, Wesley Matthews. I think he leads the league in most 3 points made.
3 points made, yeah.
Bellinelli, last year's defending champ, and J.J. Redick. I'm not sure J.J. Redick's going to be able to compete because he's having some back issues.
Yeah, some back
but
issues, yeah.
Either way, besides him, it's an all-star lineup. Probably the best ever.
Yeah, who you got?
I will go with Korver.
Korver. I knew this guy's going to have Korver.
Korver just has it going right now, so I expect him. If not Korver, I would think Klay.
No. There's no probablys in here. It's your favorite event.
Yeah, I would pick Korver.
You just gotta lock in that answer. Who you got? Korver?
I would go with Korver. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna rip that Korver poster down from off your room. But I got Chef Curry with the shot, boy.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
It's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, and again, we'll make some high stake bets.
Yeah.
After this podcast, but yeah, Curry, come on. Who else? Well, you're gonna say Korver,
maybe Klay.
But...
No, maybe Klay.
Klay, yeah.
That's why it's a very intriguing 3-point contest. You never know, right? Mm-hmm. It's gonna be very good.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be tough for players like Harden and.
Harden. You know, Harden. If there's a defender on his face, then yeah, maybe you can make it. But wide open, you never know.
Yeah. All right. Well, my underdog would be Harden, just because.
My just underdog.
Not even... that he's gonna win. Just who has the least chance of winning.
Oh, out of the least chance, yeah, I guess.
Maybe Harden.
I was going to say Kyrie could, you know, like a couple years ago. I didn't expect him to shoot that well.
Shooter.
You never know. But I'm going to go with Korver, obviously. So,
All right. Okay, let's go to the dunk contest.
Yep.
Your least favorite event. And
Not the least. It's just been lackluster recently. And as you can see, like, even the names aren't, like, you know, they're not...
It
doesn't
gonna
draw attention.
You're not going to have Dominique Wilkins or
exactly.
Michael Jordan.
It's not in the dunk contest is not in its prime, as you would say, anymore. So
okay,
it is considered they show it last. It's the main event. So hopefully these guys can put up something.
Yeah,
Giannis. I hope Giannis.
Yes.
I hope.
No,
I still don't know. I don't know how to.
I'm
not going to attempt to say his last name.
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah. All right. I'll let you say that. I expect him to.
To win it.
I expect him to do something new. Because he's got the length.
Oh, some JaVale McGee-esque.
I don't know. He could. I expect to see something new from these guys instead of, like, you know, the same old.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you don't know, the guys that are dunking are Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Bucks, Zach LaVine from the Timberwolves, Victor Oladipo from the Magic. Is it Miles or Mason? I always get confused.
I'm pretty sure it's Miles.
It's probably from Brooklyn. We don't really care about Brooklyn being Raptor fans, so we just say that guy that always dunks on us and misses free throws. That guy, right?
Yeah.
I got Zach LaVine. Even in, I think first time I saw him was a year ago in UCLA, and he threw down a windmill. So he's got the Vince Carter. I don't want to say Vince Carter, but
no
Vince
one has
Carter-esque that. Hops or the Terrence. Well, am I saying Terrence Ross and Vince Carter in the same line? But
the got, hops is there.
He's got big ups. He's got big ups. Yeah. I agree with your Giannis having the big wingspan and the big hands.
Athleticism, he's
got
it.
He can hold the ball in each finger type of deal.
Yeah.
I'll give it to Zach. So I'm glad that we're disagreeing as we usually do rather than agreeing like the last podcast. I don't know what was going on there. Lastly, the main event.
Oh, the main
the
event.
The Shooting Stars.
This is just the filler of the Saturday
night.
That's
they're just like, let's just get some... If the NBA wants more viewers, according to Roseanne here, they got to put the three-point contest last.
Not more. They need to mix it up. They need to maybe add something. Maybe I always thought one-on-one, players playing one-on-one, but that's obviously... That'd be too risky for the players to take that. But putting some kind of a one-on-one challenge against players, because there's always a debate out there if this player can do this.
Would Durant... be up for that?
Hey, maybe Durant versus LeBron. Obviously they wouldn't do that now. It's bad for their rep.
It's all about their rep and their
egos. Exactly. They wouldn't do that.
Man.
But you think about it, like back in the day, I'm sure Jordan would have played anyone back then, right?
Oh, yeah.
In the 80s.
Stockton would have won the whole thing, though, right? he's got the major league ups.
Yeah,
he's dunking on everyone. Finger roll.
But yeah, I'm just saying they need to mix it up, add something. Or maybe like the NHL add like a. Just to the All-Star game, add a draft or something. You know, players draft each other instead of having best versus best.
Yeah, I remember they did that for the, what was it, the rookie sophomore game? I think it was Shaq. And,
yeah, Shaq and Charles.
Was it Charles or Kenny? It was one of those
Charles.
That the guy couldn't even say it's Valanciunas. It's not Valanunuslas, it's Valanciunas.
We all know he struggles.
Yeah, he struggles. All right, so the Shooting Stars. I don't know why we're talking about this.
Just, I guess we have to.
We have to because it's an All-Star weekend.
Just run down who's competing in
it. I'm not even going to go through all the names. I'm just going to say
just the team.
Bosch, Westbrook, Curry, Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis.
You want to go into more detail on that?
Well, not really, but Team Bosch is the back-to-back defending champs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. He's got Dominique on his team. Westbrook's got Penny Hardaway. Curry's got his father, Dell. And the Browns got Pippen.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of WNBA stars stashed in there.
If I had to pick, I would pick Team Curry to win it. Just because I think the half-court shot is what it comes down to in the end. And Curry, you see his highlight. Sometimes he can make those. So
yeah, and his father's probably good. Pretty good shooter, right?
He probably gets it from his dad.
Yes. And by no means am I trying to go Chris Paul on this with saying, you know, there's some WNBA players in there, or there's a women referee. And,
well, I'm not sure if that's what he meant, but I guess it's taken that way.
It's taken that way right now. But we'll just not get into that because I don't like all that.
Yeah, it's not for us.
It's not NBA. It's not basketball.
Yeah, it's not basketball. Really.
Although on our show we hope to incorporate more basketball talk other than the NBA. Maybe some Canadian basketball. We are a Northern Lights basketball podcast.
Yeah.
So in the future,
we'll include some.
We'll be getting a Twitter account, a YouTube account, and you guys can also comment on this one.
Let us know
what you want to include, right?
Yeah.
Because Rosa and I can banter for hours, but we want to talk about what you like.
We need some insight.
Yeah. Lastly, let's go into what Adam Silver said.
Yeah.
So, you want to know? You want to say what he said, or do you want me to be Adam?
Big things on the way. I'll let you say it.
All right. I'll try to do Adam Silver. How does Adam? I can't even remember. The last time I saw him was that whole Donald Sterling thing, right?
That was handled well. But
all right.
Besides that,
let's see how I read this. Adam Silver was talking about playoff format change, and what he said is, ultimately, we want to see your best teams in the playoffs. And there currently is an imbalance and a certain unfairness. A lot of owners have strong feelings on it, and I think it's an area where we need to make a change. He was basically proposing that the top 16 teams make the playoffs. But if you're a division leader, you're automatically in, and then after that, it's just top 16.
It makes sense. I like that.
So pretty much for us right now, it'd be no Miami Heat, no Charlotte Bobcats, and instead it would be the Pelicans and the
OKC.
Thunder.
Yeah.
Which, that's better basketball. I'd rather watch
exactly.
the Pelicans.
That's what you want to see in the playoffs. And if you're running the league, you want to see the best teams in there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if you have, you should pick the top 16 teams because it put on a better show for people anyways. So in the end, that's what should be done. But they're considering it. I'm glad he's considering a lot of things because he's still fairly new and he's taking the league into a better direction from what it seems like.
Yeah, he is. He is. And, you know, when I saw David Stern give up the reins, I thought,
yeah,
nothing's going to really happen.
Yeah,
same
exactly.
old. What's,
yeah.
what's the point?
It's just a figure that's coming
yeah,
in, right?
But
he's
Adam Silver's been really good to the league so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's handling everything well, so hopefully I would like to see something changed up where they can include the best teams in the playoffs.
Yeah,
but
it'd be better for hardcore basketball fans like ourselves and just a fan who doesn't really know much but says, oh my God, Durant's in the playoffs, let me just watch this game instead of this intense CFL game that I'm really into. Are there people like that?
Yeah, I probably, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, well, that kind of wraps up our weekly podcast. As I say a lot of times, by weekly, I mean every week we'll be doing this. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. And stay tuned for next week, and hopefully some cool things happen in the NBA.
Yeah.
We'll kind of recap the All-Star events, I guess, right?
Yep,
next week. Would we be going into the All-Star events?
It would be going into the All-Star events, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we can still recap some of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, thank you guys from myself and Roseanne.
Yeah, and let us know if you guys would want to comment, let us know how we can improve or, you know, make it better.
Yeah.
Or something you want to hear us talk about, you know.
Yeah. Or hear Roseanne talk less about Hawks, maybe.
The best teams in the league, you know, you got
to
talk
Raptors,
about
Raptors, right? Raptors, we need to talk Raptors. All right, thanks a lot, guys, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, see ya.